This is incredible. Yeah, it's one of those. It's the Equinox stuff, I guess, and it's just fantastic. There's no QSB, there's no noise. It just sounds like you're, you know, a W4. You're like some guy in Kentucky, you know, like a total local. But just amazing. I've been doing stuff here with this TS-830 that I've been working on. I got it done, and I've got my audio integrated into it. Some external audio. I made some modifications, Pete. And right now I'm running RF speech processing from the 830 on top of my external processing. And now I've turned off the RF speech processor. And I'm just using my own external processing. And so we're just curious to see if that makes much of a difference. But it's just amazing. And the sun is up. Oh, it's about 5 diameters above the horizon. And I just jumped on because I really wanted to see what the propagation was to Pacific. And I haven't even, I got the coffee here, but I haven't drunken any. Victor Kilo, 2 United X-Ray, Oscar, W1, said what?
Yeah, okay, Bill.
No, beautiful signal from you, really. I just retuned.
So I've got you on 14595, so you're about 50 hertz down. You sound a bit better, a little too squeaky on 146. But using the old Kenwood, that's quite acceptable. And normal, of course. So that's another thing I can do. You're so strong I can turn the noise reduction off. I don't run much noise reduction on this thing because it tends to destroy the received audio. So I run it on a very, very low level, and it does help with the static crashes. But I prefer to have it off. And with signals like yours, that's not a problem. We've got quite a bit of storm activity. Oh, not as bad as normal, but there's a bit of storm activity between me and you. And I'm in a bit of an unfortunate place there. The most of the storm activity is in the on the north coast of VK2. It just so happens it's pretty well exactly in line between me and you, so there is no avoiding it. And pretty well every single night starts building about 5 o'clock in the afternoon and goes right into the night, although at this time of night it drops off somewhat compared to about sundown. It's normally about 20 dB stronger. Anyway, I had to copy, and the audio sounds really good from this end. W1ZY, VK2UXO.
All right, VK2UXO, W1ZY, great transmission, and beautiful. And we'll keep this, we'll have this little, I'll put it back on, the little processor thing, and just dial it down a little bit. But yeah, terrific, brilliant signal, and like almost like the perfect signal, Pete, when you dialed yourself in. I can adjust all the stuff that's at my disposal, the passband tuning and all that stuff that I'm just getting used to. The previous rig being the 520, it's like a step up. And man, I can hear the low end, the beautiful low end on that signal, and incredible. Oh my God. So this is like all of those months of listening through that, all that static. And the crashes and all those Italians with the overmodulation and everything, it all pays off in moments like this, Pete, where it's just absolutely perfect, which is why I wanted to make a recording, because the people that I'm working for, Pam and her husband, Bill, the farmers, I got to play them a little clip, a clip on the iPhone, just to show them how beautiful it can be at certain times. And we are looking out. The tide right now is it's pretty high. I would say it's not a really high tide, but it is a high tide. And the marshlands are all dotted. It's basically almost all flooded. There's a few pieces of grass popping up. And just a beautiful day, very quiet and still, a still day. I put a bird feeder up. I've got some birds starting to collect around. They were hanging around anyway. Birds are starting to perch up on the guy ropes on the verticals. So hopefully we're going to have a nice spring here. Victor Kilo 2, United X-Ray Oscar, W1, said what?
Yeah, okay, Bill. I know one thing. The LA-20's warming up.
I'm following you down the band. You're about
145.85.
You're about 150 hertz low of 146 where you started. So,
she's warming up. But the audio's impeccable.
And I get it tuned right. And, radio on this end, just the stock standard, 7300 ICOM. Just with the standard hand mic, Bill, that's all I use on this end. And I get some really great audio reports with that.
And,
this end's a half-wave dipole up at 104 feet, which is broadside to you guys. And a homemade, amplifier with an iMac, big iMac tube in it. But, quite a good combination, works very well. But I've got to tell you, that vertical setup there for cost versus performance is phenomenal on that salty marshland there. That's incredible. Anyway, I wouldn't do a thing, only add to it. I wonder how you go with three elements phased or a director in front, just parasitic. Oh, dearie me. I hate to imagine it. They'd probably go up another 5 or 10 dB on this end, Bill, have
Oh, you know what it is, Pete? It's the angle. It's the takeoff angle, really. And is what's really the deal. Yeah, you could start playing with the gain. You could start putting a series of directors off, particularly, and sharpening the lobe. But what you're hearing right now, if I took down the other vertical, Pete, what you're hearing right now in terms of the signal strength would drop 3 dB. I would lose my forward gain, and that would be the signal 360 degrees. In other words, you get this really beautiful, very low takeoff angle in the single digits, 360 degrees. That is the main culprit for the signal. Takeoff angle is really, really low. And then I put the other vertical up basically to experiment, but then also to knock out, like if I'm working Europe or anything to the east, I want to reduce the stateside signals because they're so loud. So that takes care of that, and then, you can flip them. Let me flip it. Let's see what happens. Maybe it doesn't make any difference. Let's see. Let's go. This is northeast. Now we're looking up towards the northeast, towards the European path. I'll just pass it back to you. I think you could probably still hear me. Victor Kilo 2, United X-Ray Oscar, W1, said what?
Oh, yeah, but a noticeable difference in signal strength from there's 15 dB in it. You went down to S9 in both other directions, but you're about 15 over, 20 over when you're pointing at me. So that's a significant increase, Billo.
Roger, I'm seeing that too. You went... on receive, you go down to S9, and then flipping back, you're 20 over 9. They are simple. They're what they used to do back 40, 50, 80, 100 years ago, before they had Yagis and coax. Everybody was using Marconi's vertical antennas. And they orient the radiation pattern of a dipole in free space, if you think of it as a donut. The donut is like a bagel at this point. It's cut in half and it's lying flat on the coffee shop counter. And it has maximum radiation at the horizon just by its very nature. So it's like perfect. All you got to do is worry about how to not attenuate the lowest of the lows, the 3 degree, 2 degree, 5 degree radiation, which is where the maximum radiation is. And when you're in this situation here, it's not attenuated, essentially. It's the best you can do. It's a fair playing field for the verticals. It's like when you hoist a Yagi up to get the performance out of it. This is the one situation where you get the performance out of the vertical. Let it have a fair playing field, Pete. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. I keep following you down. I might be slightly off still, but you'll come to me. 145.75. Anyway, it should warm up and stabilise the old girl. I don't know how long it takes. I've got a few old Kenwood deer, but they're the same. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, likewise with this dipole, 105 feet. It's got a very low takeoff angle, so it's not that low.
I can't remember. We did plot it once and have a look at it, but
it's certainly nice and low at that height. And the thing is, with a horizontal antenna, the only way you can get the low angle of radiation is height. Unless you use a Yagi, of course.
So, but still, height is also a factor with a Yagi. Whereas with the verticals, what a great setup.
Anyway, you're starting to make me think I should try them here because I've got a very high water table and it's very salty here in certain areas on the farm here. So it wouldn't be a very hard thing to do. Not to mention I've got a leaking irrigation channel on the northern side of me that flows underneath here. There's quite a bit of water coming from that. So it's constantly wet under there.
Probably worth a try, I would imagine.
But I might get a surprise. Anyway, look, you got such a great signal. I might leave you with it, Bill, and go and have a look around the band. But you're going to have no trouble working VKs. You'll have people calling you from all over the place. Local time is just after 10:30 at night here, so it's not real late yet on the eastern side. And, of course, over in VK6, they got 3 hours on us, so they're only about 7:30 in the evening. So, anyway, look, great to catch you again, mate. Doing a fantastic job. W1ZY, VK2UXO.
All right, VK2UXO, W1ZY, and, yeah, we are drifting. This is a new... A new thing, probably because I cleaned a board yesterday when I did some more alignments on this thing. So that's not a problem. I think I know what it is. Can you, can you zero me up? Can you go up onto a, I guess 146 where I started? I got a second receiver. I'm going to dial it in and then I'll stick to that one, Pete, over.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
W1ZY,
VK2UXO. Anyway, the old girls, they do wander a bit, but that's all right. Quite normal when you first turn them on, I guess. Not sure what your ambient temperature is there either, so as they warm up, they certainly... I've got one here.
It's
got the most stable VSO of any old girl I've ever had. You turn it on and come back 10 minutes later and that you can just leave it where it is and it never moves. Quite amazing it is. And yeah, I've got an FT-101 here, an old one, which if I turn it on 40 metres and come back in an hour, it'll be on 80 metres, Bill, over.
I have turned on a second receiver, which is probably going to drift to 520. The biggest thing is, this is a new development, Pete. This thing was really solid in terms of the frequency stability. So now we're going to have to, we'll let it run for a while and see what happens. But it shouldn't drift as it was, but maybe it'll stop. We'll see what happens, but... I do appreciate zeroing me out. I do have an ICOM 706 Mark2G here. I got the head on the desk. I could turn that on and find out what my frequency is that way, too. But the dial says almost on 71.46, almost. It's 71.45.9. And I haven't aligned the frequency thing yet, the accuracy. Just been working on more serious things so far. But we'll get around to it. Hey, I appreciate that. And let me give a little bit more of this processing. Ola, 1-2, not too much. And see what that does. Hey, thank you for the nice report. And I got some awesome recording of you coming in. Just beautiful. Got the attenuation in. Victor Kilo 2, United X-Ray, Oscar, W1, said what?
Yeah, okay, Bill. Yeah, I wouldn't drive it any harder on the audio side. So if you drive it any harder, it'll start getting a bit untidy, I would imagine. But it sounds pretty darn good. It's got a lot of punch to it. But that really good, carved through the static crash type audio. So you're doing well. Oh, I think someone over there sells a stabilizer kit, VSO stabilizer kits for these old girls.
I've never actually...
And they sell a few bits you can put in there, which is supposed to remedy them and stop them moving. It's not very expensive, you know, there's only a few bits.
Quite a simple job, I'd imagine, so...
I've never used one, but I've been thinking about getting one and seeing if it works well, and if it does, I might do it to a few of my old boat anchors and try and tidy them up a bit, because it is a bit annoying when they start wandering, isn't it? Anyhow, you have a good morning over there, Bill, and no doubt we'll work you again. Probably next time you key up. You're always so loud here in southwestern VKT, so have a good day, mate, and 7-3s for now. W1ZY, VKT-USO.
Alrighty, I appreciate that, and let me turn that back on and turn it down a little bit. I appreciate that, Pete, and thanks for waking me up here this morning. Incredible conditions, just fantastic. Victor Kilo 2, United X-Ray Oscar, W1 said, why, good evening.
7-3, Bill.